The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
From the Chip Canyon 85 Arena, we welcome you to the third place game between Norwich and Middlebury in the 20th annual Primeland Great Northern Shootout. Pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, Jimmy Tye back on the board under 92.1 WVTK, One Credit Union Radio Network Studios. And Bruce, the story yesterday before the action started was that Middlebury was going to be going for their fifth championship, Norwich going for their 10th in this tournament. Now the narrative has changed. Middlebury 4-1-1 in the consolation game. What their fate is now because of a 6-3 loss yesterday to Lawrence.
Well, Norwich is coming into this game as kind of a streaky team themselves. They dropped the opening round of this tournament yesterday to Plattsburgh 4-1. And I'm sure they're a little bit disappointed to be playing in the consolation round. Norwich coming into this game at 4-3, kind of a streaky team. 4-3-1, a streaky team. I think they, just based on talking to some of the players and some of the coaches, they're a little bit disappointed that they're not in the championship round. But Plattsburgh is a very, very good team, and they will be playing later today in the championship game at 7 o'clock against the Lawrence University Vikings. As you mentioned, the team that beat the Panthers yesterday 6-3. But again, as you mentioned, this being the 20th annual Primelink Great Northern Shootout, both of these teams in the third round game have had a lot of success in the tournament as a whole, winning it. Middlebury going for their fifth title, the Cadets looking for their 10th. But I think for both teams, it's a chance to get the rest of their season started on a positive note. They want to win the game today.
Yeah, and we heard from Coach Sinclair, who was quoting somebody else, who was quoting Taylor Swift, because, you know, if you're not able to find the words, you know, to quote Taylor Swift, and one of the big lyrics of her songs, shake, shake, shake it off. So you have to shake off the loss yesterday, though it was a tough one. And interesting, how about the bounce of some of those pucks took?
Yeah, we saw a couple of really crazy bounces yesterday off the backboards. In other words, the boards to our left here. Just shots that came back off the board and wound up right on a Viking stick. Not really much the goaltender could do. The final of that game, of course, was 6-3 yesterday, but you take out some of those bounces and also some of the other elements of that game that happens, probably a different outcome.
Yeah, but again, you can't be worried about that if you're Middlebury. You know you got a good Norwich team you're playing against, and you just try to take it because Middlebury's still looking for their first win. Let's call it what it is. They're a team in desperate need of a win, and they need to just worry about this one game at a time. And one of their top players, Bruce, they're going to be without.
Yeah, well, actually, two of their top players are going to be out today. Mitch Allen, who was injured yesterday in the opening segment of yesterday's game, out today with an upper body injury. We're not really sure what that is yet, but he will not be here today. And also, one of their top snipers, Vinny Gisanti, will not be in the lineup today. He was assessed a game disqualification yesterday afternoon. So, Coach Neil Sinclair really juggling his lines a little bit. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the pregame show, but some of the younger players going to get a chance to show off their skills today in this game.
And again, the big thing for Middlebury, we keep coming back to it, but it's going to be a motif all season long because what they lack in experience, they make up for it in speed. So we did a good job yesterday matching the effort of Lawrence right out of the gate. I want to see them do that again today.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They played very, very well, and there were long stretches of that game where they carried the play. They did a lot to make the Vikings netminder Evan Klein work. They made it very difficult for him, and when they did that, they were successful. They scored three hard-working goals. Two of them were not pretty, but they went in, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. It is all that matters, and all that matters today for Middlebury coming out against Norwich. We'll get further into the matchup when we come back. It's Middlebury versus Norwich. It's coming up. It's on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
I've lost family members to smoking. It's a goal of mine to help people to quit.
Kate Camp, tobacco treatment specialist at Rutland Heart Center.
There's so many satisfying outcomes with the tobacco cessation program. You meet people that are going through it, and you just can't beat that feeling when they are so proud and they're happy to tell people that they've quit smoking.
Rutland Regional Medical Center is 100% tobacco free. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
Bands and the deals during our Pacifica Black Friday sales event at the number one selling Dodge, Chrysler, Ram dealer all of New England. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, great lease specials, and a massive inventory of vehicles like Journey, Durango, and Pacifica.
Join us today for one of the biggest sales of the year. The Pacifica is the most awarded minivan in its class. And let's not forget, we make it the fastest, easiest, most fun way to buy Pacifica, like this.
Come test drive the all-new 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L. Lease one today for only $299 a month. That's right, only $299 a month for a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica 8-passenger minivan.
Just call quick or visit. And we'll make getting into your cool new Pacifica fast and easy. But hurry, our Black Friday sales event ends November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
Lease go for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year, with $29.99 cash, credit, equity down, plus tax, title, rest, well-qualified buyer. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go,
Our studios are powered by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 in Middlebury. At Denneker, they carry all the great Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock at terrific prices. This is 92.1 WVTK.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here from Kenyon Arena, Jason Wexler, Bruce Eamon, Jimmy Tye back on our board in our 92.1 WVTK studios in Middlebury. We're here at Middlebury College set to bring you this game between the Panthers and the Cadets, the defending national champion as far as Division III is concerned, Norwich Cadets. And they seem to have a little bit of a weak spot. Bruce, how's Middlebury going to be able to exploit Norwich's weak spots?
Well, one of the things I think that the Panthers are going to try to do today is use their speed. It's very interesting because of the injuries, which we talked about a moment ago. Coach Neil Sinclair has really juggled his lines a little bit. And it's interesting, although we don't know if these are the starters yet, the top line that we've got on their sheets here tonight are all underclassmen who, according to what we've seen so far this year, can really fly. Left wing number 41, Jack Flanagan. Center number 9, Owen Powers, whose name we called an awful lot yesterday. And number 25, Michael Fahey, who right now is the leading scorer on the Panthers. He had a great game yesterday. He had a goal and two assists in yesterday's opening round matchup against the Lawrence University Vikings. So I think for the Panthers, the key is to utilize their speed and to get the puck deep in the Norwich zone and get some pressure on the Cadets goaltender.
And to me, like you said, it has to be pressure because We've talked about it many times. Not the initial shot always. It's just creating traffic in front of the goaltender. It's screening the goaltender so he can't see pucks flying at him or rebound pucks flying at him. Going into last week, the only goal that Middlebury had was an unassisted goal by Brendan Dawson, and they were able to play more team hockey yesterday.
Yeah, they really did. And again, as we just mentioned, during the parts of the game where they dumped the puck in and they crashed the net, that's when they had the most success. They had a lot of pucks in front of the Vikings goaltender, Evan Klein. They had a lot of traffic. They made him feel uncomfortable, and I think that's what made the goals that they scored possible. They did a lot of, for lack of a better term, a lot of dirty work. They weren't beautiful goals. They were hard-working goals that went in net, and that's really all that matters.
Again, the only thing that matters, like you said, is that the goal goes in the net. It doesn't matter how it looks, but to me, they just looked like, and the word I kept using yesterday, and I'll continue to use it here, is inspired. They just looked like they were playing an extra notch above. They were playing a notch above because, again, I don't want to use the word pressing, but I would say, you know, a little bit more in tune with what they need to be doing, because they knew that they needed to go out there and win the game. Unfortunately, they didn't, but they scored three goals, and I think that's what you hang your hat on today. But at the same time, you forget about that a little bit today because you got a new game.
Well, I think yesterday was probably the best game they played of the entire season so far. They played inspired. They played with passion. And Steven Klein had a really good game. The final score was 6-3. The game, though, was not indicative of that. We talked about that. There was an empty net. There were two terrible bounces off the boards. It just came back and went on to Viking sticks. There's not too much you're going to be able to do about that. So, again, I think really, essentially, you use the same game plan today as you did yesterday. The challenge is Norwich is a much more physical team than the Lawrence University Vikings are. So for Norwich, their strategy is going to be to come out and out-muscle the Panthers. They're the defending Division III national championship champions. They won the Prime Link last year, and they're going to look to do it again.
Yeah, that they will. How about when these two teams faced off last year? They do have a little bit of a history against one another.
Yeah, they certainly do. These teams are definitely what you could consider their rivals. And the two teams played twice last season, and the first one exactly 1 year ago today, also in the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout last year at the Ronald B. Stafford Arena over in Plattsburgh. And in that contest, the Cadets jumped out to a 2-0 lead before the Panthers stormed back to tie the game at 2, only to lose a real heartbreaker in overtime, 3-2. In that game, Camille Tkachuk, Mark Lyman scored goals for the Panthers, who knotted the game at 2 late in the third period. But at 3:40 of the overtime period, the Cadets' Peyton Baldiliez scored to give the Cadets the win. And the Panthers' Steven Klein made 30 saves in that loss. Norwich would eventually go on to win the entire tournament, shutting out the Concordia Cobblers the following day, 3-0. Now, the team's second clash took place on Tuesday, January 10th. That game took place right here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And like the first game between the Cadets and Panthers, it was a tight game and one that was not decided in either team's favor. The two teams skating to a 3-3 tie here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And in a season that really didn't go the way the Panthers would have liked last year, the team played probably their best game of the season against the team that would eventually win the national championship. And in that contest, the Cadets jumped out to a 2-1 lead before the Panthers stormed back to take a 3-2 lead late in the game. Camille Tkachuk, Greg Conrad, and David Bellucci scored for the Panthers. But late in the game, the Cadets got the equalizer and really hung on for a 3-3 tie. And in that game, the Panthers' Steven Klein made 28 saves, many of which, because I was here at that game, were highlight variety saves. But again, the game did end in a 3-3 tie. So again, in a season that really didn't go as the Panthers wanted it to last year, they played probably their best game of the season against the team that won the national championship. So beating this team is absolutely doable. And what you're hoping is that the Panthers rise their game, bring their game up to the level, because you know the Cadets are going to bring it today.
And I think they will, because their game was already at another level yesterday based on how they played the other two games. It was really that first game against Colby College, that 9-1 loss they wanted to forget. Then they were shut out 2-0 by Bowdoin after that. But they've been elevating their play since that first, we'll call it a gut-wrenching loss that first time around.
Yeah, they've played much better. I mean, they had a clunker at the start. That happens. Much better game against Bowdoin. And really, an even better game yesterday in the opening round of this tournament. So I think that's got to be really encouraging. If there is encouragement in being 0-3 so far, I think we're at the point where hopefully the Panthers are about to turn the corner and put some wins on the board. Again, non-conference game, so it doesn't really affect the standings in the NESCAC. However, as we talked about yesterday, the Panthers go on the road next weekend. We've got some tough games, so they want to get some momentum going today. They want to put a win on the board today and get things going back into conference play this week to start it off with some positive vibes.
And again, they could be 0-3 all they want. They could be 3-0. It doesn't really matter because when you get down there, it's time to play hockey. And again, we keep harping on it, but capitalize on the speed. Just get to the pucks. Just want it more. You need a little bit of extra effort against a rival, against a tough team, a tough game coming up against what you know is one of the better teams you're going to face all year. It's a good early season test.
Well, if you can't get yourself up to play the national championships, I'm not really sure if you should be, you know, playing point blank, because these are the people right now that have the hardware. They're the national champions. So I guarantee you the Panthers will come out, bring their A game. And I think you're going to see a very physical game today. And we'll have to see what happens. But again, this is an opportunity for some of the younger Panthers to really showcase their skills. They're going to have to. We've talked about adversity and things that happened during the course of a long season before. They've got two of their top players out, and somebody's got to step up. And I think they will.
And like we mentioned earlier, Mitchell Allen out after about 16 seconds of action yesterday with an upper body injury, something you never want to see. And he was helped off the ice by a couple of teammates. And the second delay that we had due to a little bit of a brouhaha that got Trevor Turnbull, as he ran into the goaltender Klein of Lawrence in a little bit of trouble, as he really just, I don't think he could stop himself, Bruce.
I think he lost an edge.
Yeah, exactly. He lost an edge. He ran into the goaltender, and that allowed a little bit of a skirmish to ensue, and Vinny Gisani was assessed a five-minute major and a misconduct penalty and not able to play today because of that.
Well, I really do think that was incidental, because Trevor Turnbull is one of the classiest players on this team. They're all classy kids. They're all great kids. Not something he would do. He lost an edge, and the Vikings players took exception to it, as I think just about anybody would. But again, as we mentioned, it's an opportunity for some of the younger Panthers to step up today, because again, adversity is part of this game. It's part of life, you know, and so we're going to have to see who steps up. You know, Mark McClellan, who's an awesome captain, is in that locker room talking to his teammates about doing that today. Somebody's got to step up and step into that void by the loss of the two real leaders on this team, and I think somebody will.
And I think one of those players has to be Owen Powers, as well as Brendan Dawson. I know we're putting a lot of responsibility on these young players, but to me, Owen Powers is a guy who's shown it early, and I think he has to be that guy.
Well, I think that what we've seen so far this season, I think you've seen, I'm excited. I mean, I've done Middlebury hockey for a long time, and you can see some players that are going to develop into really great players. We mentioned Brendan Dawson, who had a highlight reel goal in the first game of the season. He's only a sophomore. And also Owen Powers, whose name we said an awful lot yesterday. He won a critical faceoff, did a nice job going to that. He is also only a sophomore. So for the Panthers, I think there's a lot to be excited about, and this is an opportunity for them to start developing their legacy by doing something today.
We'll dive deeper into the matchup when we come back. Middlebury set to take on Norwich on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606. The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, Norwich set to take on Middlebury in the consolation game of the PrimeLink tournament here. It's the 20th anniversary of the tournament. Bruce, before we get that going, you have some interesting stats to share about both teams.
Yeah, just some pregame notes about some of the things that people listening to the game today might be interested in. As you mentioned, this is the consolation game, the third place game of the 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Norwich getting here yesterday after dropping a 4-1 game to the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals in the opening round. The Panthers getting here, losing to the Lawrence University Vikings 6-3 in the nightcap. So those two teams playing today. Right now, just about 7 minutes from now in the third round game, and again later tonight here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the Lawrence University Vikings and the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals playing in the championship game. But what are some of the game notes? What are some of the things that these two teams may talk about today in this game? So for the Cadets, one of the big notes for them, Jason, is their power play. They're 8-35 on the season, which is clicking at about 23%. That's a pretty high power play completion rate. Their penalty kill is almost at 90%, 89.3%. For the Panthers, their power play has been an issue this year. They're 0-10, and their penalty kill, 75%. Much better yesterday, 4-4 in that loss to the Vikings. So some notes on both teams just to be aware of going into this contest today.
And something, if you're Middlebury, not only capitalize on the power play, like you mentioned, they're 0-10. Stay out of the box. Don't give a good Norwich team an opportunity to score a shorthanded goal, because you just don't want to give, you don't want to self-inflict penalties like that.
Well, also, when you've got a team that's firing at a power play success rate of almost 23%, you want to stay out of the box. But again, for the Panthers yesterday, they did a very, very good job. Penalty kill, 4-4. The previous day, they had given up three goals. They had given up three power play goals on 8 attempts. So that's something that Middlebury can also hang their hat on.
And again, the big loss, if you're just joining us, Vincent Jassani will not be eligible for play in today's contest. He was issued a 5-minute major and a disqualification for today's game. The Panthers will also be without Mitch Allen. Two-thirds of their top line out, Bruce. How do you deal with that?
Well, Coach Neil Sinclair has juggled the lines already, and as I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, what he has done, he's got an all-underclassmen top line. Number 41, Jack Flanagan, left wing from Westminster School in Darien, Connecticut. The center, number 9, sophomore Owen Powers from Cheshire, Connecticut. And number 25, right wing Michael Fahey from Pembroke, Massachusetts, and the South Shore Kings. He's got an all-underclassmen line, and I'll tell you what, Jason, these guys can fly.
Yeah, again, the speed and just communication was there yesterday. Again, it didn't show itself in the result, but speed and getting to the puck, just wanting it more, what Middlebury needs to do if they want to come out with this. And like you said, if you can't get yourself up to play the defending national champion, are you really even playing? We'll keep it here for the presentation of our nation's colors.
Christopher Chevrolet Buick in Ticonderoga has carved out some great deals. Act now to get employee pricing on all in-stock 2017 Chevy Silverado Light Duty, Colorados, Express Vans, Tahoes, and Suburbans. It's our way of saying thanks and giving back to all our valued customers. Want to try something else on the menu? Get 20% off all 2017 Chevy Cruze, Sonic, Spark, and Malibus in stock. No turkeys here. You heard it right. GM employee pricing is here for a limited time at Christopher Chevrolet. Plus, 20% off. Select new Chevys at Christopher Chevy Buick in Ticonderoga. Plus, we'll take an additional $250 off your next purchase when you say, gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Christopher's. Stop by or shop at ChristopherChevy.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. All offers include price reduction below MSRP and cash allowance. Tax, title, license, and dealer fee additional not available with special finance offers. See dealer for details. Expires 11/30/17.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here on 92.1 WBTK, just a minute before we get going, between Norwich and Middlebury, the Cadets taking on the Panthers here at Chip Kennan 85 Arena. Bruce, we have an exciting game in store.
Yeah, we certainly do. And let's get to the starting lineups first for the Middlebury College Panthers. At left wing, number 38, Camille Kachuk. At center, number 34, freshman Alex Heinrichs. And at right wing, number 20, sophomore Trevor Turnbull. On defense, left defense, number 6, junior Jimmy McKee. At right defense, number 2, sophomore Brendan Dawson. And in net today for the Middlebury Panthers, number 30, sophomore Brian Ketchabaugh.
And on the other side, it'll be Ian Williams on the left wing, the sophomore, followed by Kobe Downs, the freshman in the middle. Todd Jackson, the sophomore right winger. And it'll be Connor Evangelista, Alex Braddup, and starting in goal, Tom Auburn. As Middlebury controls the puck in their own defensive zone. Now behind the net, a chance for Williams of Norwich as Dawson hit it out. One-time shot that is no good by Evangelista, and back the other way comes Middlebury. Kachuk controlling over to Turnbull. Left side, Turnbull behind the net, lost it. Coming back the other way is Norwich, as Braddup has it behind the net and shoots it out into neutral ice. Jackson shoots it along just enough time for a change coming from Norwich. Puck loose again in middle ice. Sear shoots it along. And Middlebury controlling again. Shooting it ahead and trying to get to his own rebound. But offsides was Mark Lyman.
18:56 left to play first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless in this third place game. The 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College.
Faceoff will be to the left of Ketchabaugh. One-time shot sails wide to the right. And the puck's loose and will head into the Norwich bench. Look to be fired by Kane. Kale Kane, a part of the second line for Norwich. And they face off in the neutral zone to our left. And one by Norwich, back out to center ice they go. Dockery passed it along to the right. Chasing and getting there is Middlebury's Brett Dineen. Back over to Sear, who tried a shot to the right. And Powers shoots it over the other way. Powers gave to Ash, and Ash lost it. Puck moved along the four boards. But in Middlebury's offensive zone, chasing it down, Flanagan gives to Powers on the right corner. Powers tried to shoot it back to Flanagan, now back to Powers. And puck loose in neutral ice again, coming away with it is Fahey. Fahey gonna fire a shot that's taken easily.
Fahey doing a nice job getting that shot off right above the right circle.
And a nice save by Auburn. Catch now for McKee. He tries a one-timer. Puck loose in front. Still loose in front. Knocked out of there by Norwich. And McKee going to chase and dump it back along neutral ice. Chance the other way for Burchill. And Burchill hits it along to center ice. McKee trying to play defense on the puck as it's passed along left side to Jordan Hall. Puck now loose behind the net as McKee comes away with it. Jimmy McKee gave it to Charlie Parsons, who was tripped up.
And there is a penalty on the play. It's going to be a hooking minor. So Middlebury is going to go on the power play. 17:04 left to play first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless.
0-10 on the power play this year is Middlebury, trying to capitalize as the hooking call goes against Ian Williams. Heinrich takes the faceoff and loses it for Middlebury. But the puck's still loose. Heinrich's trying to get a stick on it. And it's shot down the other way. Williams for 16:48 to go in the first period. Still scoreless. Middlebury on a power play. Trying to get to the puck at Chuck. Could not. Heinrich's going to chase it down behind the net as Ketchabaugh leaves it for him. Pass shot down to the other end. And it'll be icing. Touching it up, Evangelista of Norwich.
16:25 left to play first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless. The Panthers on their first power play of the afternoon. A two-minute minor for hooking to number 12 of the Cadets, T.J. Williams. A minute 20 left in that penalty.
Puck works its way behind the net. And coming the other way, Heinrich's leading a break. Heinrich into neutral ice, passes it left. Now passes it right. A beautiful shot by Trevor Turnbull. Is gloved easily by Elber.
And Auburn doing a nice job coming out above the right top of his crease to cut off any potential problems there. The Panthers doing a nice job passing the puck on this power play, getting some good puck movement. 1:03 left in the man advantage.
Owen Powers loses the draw for Middlebury. But Middlebury puck as Charlie Parsons gets in there again behind the net. Powers trying to get to the puck, but instead it's whacked out right to Brendan Dawson. Behind the net, Powers tried to feed... tried to feed David Bellucci. Flanagan looking to get involved as the puck now loose in center ice again. Dawson knocks it along for Middlebury. A shot that's ripped and sails wide to the left by Fahey. Fahey now to McKee. McKee back to Fahey. Tries a shot from the point that's deflected. Puck loose. Flanagan tried to get to it and said the puck shot down the other way with 15:09 to go in the first period, still scoreless. And Norwich survived a power play.
The team's back at even strength, and a nice job by the Panthers. Not successful, but some great puck movement on that power play.
As it was almost a problem for Ketchabaugh, but instead the intercepted pass, not really a shot. As Pacini tried to get there.
14:47 left to play in the first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless in this third place game, the 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. And Jason, one of the things that we talked about early for the Panthers that they would want to do is come out firing, and they certainly have. 5-0 for the Panthers in this early part of the game.
Christian Thompson won the faceoff for Norwich, but Middlebury's got the puck now as Dawson left it for Lyman, and Lyman with a hard check into the boards down is Matt Burchill.
And it looks like the Cadets are going to get their first man advantage of the game. Mark Lyman headed to the penalty box. 14:30 left to play first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless.
½ to go in the opening period on 92-1 WVTK. You heard the officials tell him to knock it off.
Good to see that the injured cadet, Matt Burchill, is up and back on the bench. He looks to be okay.
Still and sorting it out, but it looks to be a 2-minute minor on Lyman.
And the two captains over right above the referee crease, Mark McClellan for the Panthers and Alec Brandrup for the Cadets. As the officials talk about this,
do you think it could be more than a 2-minute minor?
It might be. Usually with a discussion of this length, it's certainly something that they're at least talking about. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. It looked like they came together and hit pretty hard, but they're having a lengthy discussion, so that possibility is always there. But again, so far, 5:30 into this game, the Panthers have really brought the intensity, outshooting Norwich 5-0.
And that's something we've talked about, Middlebury needing to win the shots battle. They did not, and subsequently lost the game 6-3.
Oh my goodness, a 5-minute major has just been assessed to Mark Lyman.
So Middlebury, you're going to have to skate 5-on-4 for 5 minutes. As he gets a major boarding penalty.
So Mark Lyman assessed a 5-minute major for boarding. So what that means, unlike yesterday, he can come back after the penalty is over. He's eligible to play, but the Cadets have the opportunity to score as many times as they can in the next 5 minutes.
And they'll try to score as they skate with the puck behind the net. Back over to number 14, Todd Jackson, and he lost the puck. And it was shot back down the other end. Coming back the other way, Norwich skating right to left, and Norwich called for offsides.
So 13:55 left to play first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless. But the story as of late, the Panthers' Mark Lyman assessed a five-minute major for boarding, and there's 4 minutes and 25 seconds left for the Panthers to kill on that penalty, their second of the game.
Dockery tries a shot outside of the neutral zone that sails wide left. Not officially a shot on goal, as he just tried to move it along, and Dockery again with it now in his own defensive zone, shoots it left. Trying to get to it, Flanagan, he'll chase down an empty puck. A puck behind the net with no one around him. Dockery again. Now with it on the left point is Kane. And a shot will sail wide into the protective netting, way too high. Coming off the stick of, it looked to be Connor Evangelista.
So that puck deflected by a Panther, so the faceoff is going to come way down deep in the Panthers' defensive zone to the right of goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh.
Ketchabaugh seeing action after Klein was the starter yesterday. A beautiful pass that's knocked around. Great job there, Bruce, by the Middlebury defense.
Yeah, they're doing a great job killing this off.
And now they're even on the offensive. Heinrichs takes the spill and loses it to two Norwich cadets. Norwich skating right to left in their red jerseys with white numerals across the back. Middlebury in their home white with navy blue numerals down the back. Powers lost it to two Norwich players. As Evangelista with it on the left point. Pass down low and a shot in front is taken no problem by Ketchabaugh.
And for the cadets, that is their first shot on goal in this game. And it's 40% into this five-minute major. This power play has not looked sharp so far.
And Middlebury on the other side doing a good job, like you said, of killing it off. You wouldn't even know they're playing a skater down. Shot sails wide from Williams. As he took it from the left point. And a shot up top that's taken no problem by the goaltender Ketchabaugh.
12:14 left to play first period. Middlebury and Norwich scoreless. 2:44 left to play on the five-minute major, or left to kill on the five-minute major to Mark Lyman. Assessed a boarding major a few minutes ago. Middlebury doing a great job killing this off so far.
As Robertson, by the way, had that last shot in front, Bruce. Ian Williams with it behind the net. Moved over to the right point. Back up top. Good puck moving by the cadets, the defending Division III national champions. As Chad Jackson controlled, then lost it to a hustling Eric Jeremiah. Jeremiah doing a great job defensively, and Middlebury gets the puck out again. 2 minutes to go on the power play. For Norwich, who is in a nothing-nothing tie with Middlebury here from Kenyon Arena.
Boy, the Panthers are doing a great job killing this penalty. Norwich really having a problem getting anything set up.
Middlebury coming up with a little bit of a spark, like we said that they needed to, as they're 0-3 on the year. Norwich 4-3-1. Pass up top, and a rip down low, a shot, the score. Norwich leads 1-0 with 10:55 to go in the first period. Beautiful pass down low, and a rip in front. And Norwich leads it 1-0.
And after just saying what a great job the Panthers were doing, killing off that penalty, the cadets really not getting anything going. They got to the lower right circle and just ripped it over the left shoulder of Ketchabaugh. Really not much he could do about that one. The goal coming at 9:55. It's a power play goal. 1-0 cadets. 1:15 left to kill in the major penalty to Mark Lyman.
Something. You know your bad luck, right? He's going to shake that one off. Okay.
Like Taylor Swift.
There you go. 1-0 Norwich leads. 10.5 to go in the first period. Kale Kane gets credit on that goal. Connor Evangelista gets credit on the assist. And Brandra. Norwich with a 1-0 lead, 10.5 to go, first period from Kenyon Arena. Still 49 seconds to go on their power play. Another pass down low. And puck loose behind the net. Middlebury let up a power play goal. And Lyman will be back in 30 seconds from now as we tick under 10 minutes to go in the first period. Puck loose behind the cage. Middlebury trying to get it away. Brett Dineen in defense. Puck again moved along behind the net. Getting to a Tkachuk. Camille Tkachuk leading the break. We're back at even strength. Hustling hard to get to a Trevor Turnbull, but Tkachuk has it in front and lost it near the crease. Heinrich took it away. And back comes Alex. Getting to the puck in the left corner. Chance now for Flanagan. And Charlie Lawrence getting involved too. Heinrich left the puck in front. McKee shoots! And a beautiful save.
And a nice job by the Panthers there. Aubron of the Cadets did not really know where that was. A nice job by his defenseman, TJ Dockery, of doing a good job kicking that under him. He didn't really know where it is due to the scramble in front. But Aubron froze that. The faceoff coming to his left. 8:46 left to play first period. 1-0 Norwich.
Danny Tye will lose the faceoff for Middlebury as Charlie Parsons in pursuit of the puck gets it. And Middlebury now with the puck in center ice. It's Belucci. Belucci shoots it ahead to the right. Trying to leave the puck for himself behind the net. And we'll get to it in the left corner as Norwich takes it away. Belucci fires a shot that's taken easily. Middlebury winning the shot battle 7-4 so far, Bruce.
Yeah, 8:14 left to play in the first period. The Cadets leading Middlebury 1-0. Shots on goal in the period. 7 for the Panthers, 4 for the Cadets, and most of those shots coming on the power play. The 5-minute major assessed to Mark Lyman for boarding, which resulted in only one Norwich goal by number 44, Cale Kane, who incidentally was a late-minute addition to this game. He was actually earlier a scratch. So him taking advantage of that opportunity, getting on the board. That goal coming at 9:55 of the first period, giving the Cadets the 1-0 lead.
Middlebury trailing 1-0, but the puck in their own offensive zone. Powers tried to win the faceoff, and Flanagan in pursuit of the puck. Puck loose in center ice. Moved along to Robertson. Robertson tried to feed down low, and puck loose again in the corner. Coming back the other way, Flanagan starting a break. And a shot that is taken and no good by Owen Powers. Puck quickly deflected back the other way.
And we have a delayed penalty. And there's an interference call against one of the Cadets. Looks like it's against number 2.
Dave Robertson
is going to sit for 2 minutes for interference. That penalty coming at 12:29 of the first period.
Tkachuk tried to get the puck, and instead Belucci throws it along to Eric Jeremiah. 1:50 left in the power play as Trevor Turnbull tried to knock it loose from goaltender Tom Aubron.
Aubren freezing that puck. The faceoff coming to his left. 7:19 left to play first period. 1-0 Norwich.
Tkachuk tried to get to the puck, but instead a beautiful pass in front. Heinrichs whiffed. With it in the slot. Missed opportunity there if you're Middlebury.
And Norwich doing a quick job sending that right out. That into the seating area. Thankfully, nobody was hurt by that. That went out pretty quick.
Yeah, thank goodness we're up a little bit. 7:09 to go, first period. Tkachuk wins it. Danny Tye chasing the puck into the left corner. And Jeremiah's got it for Middlebury as it's hit down the other way. Bellucci will get it and wait for a change for Middlebury. Heinrichs in center ice, skating down Broadway. Now to the left side. Heinrichs passes it behind him to Fahey. As it's knocked down the other way. Chance for Brett Dineen behind Middlebury's net. They trail 1-0 to Norwich. 35 seconds to go in the Middlebury power play. Powers with it. Whacks it along to the boards. Back to McKee. McKee leaves it for Dawson. Dawson down low to Parsons. Back up top, McKee shoots, and it's deflected. Didn't even get towards the goal as it hit off a skate. Here comes Powers. Oh, and Powers putting on the brakes.
And the team's back at even strength. Norwich doing a nice job killing that. Penalty off.
Fahey over to McKee. McKee fires. And a deflection on a shot in front. Michael Fahey was there. After an initial shot by Jimmy McKee, Michael Fahey on the rebound. It's 1-1.
And a nice job by the Panthers not giving up on the puck. The power play expired, but some chaos in front of the Norwich net. The Panthers do a nice job following up, putting it in. The game is tied. 5:22 left to play in the first. Middlebury on the board, 1-1 with the Norwich Cadets.
And again, like we mentioned, create traffic in front of the net, and that time it looked to be Michael Fahey, but we'll get the official word on it in just a second. Evangelista shoots it along. Bouncing puck controlled by Middlebury. Coming back the other way. Middlebury, but Heinrichs lost it. Puck loose in front of Middlebury's net. Shot from the left point is no good. And Fahey does officially get credit for that goal. And Powers gets credit for the assist. That goal good with 14:38 to go. Excuse me, with 14 minutes and 38 seconds gone by in the first period. Heinrichs ahead. Loses the puck in center ice. Middlebury now, even with Norwich, they're winning the shots battle 9-5. Here is Heinrichs, leaving for Tkachuk. Tkachuk tried a shot that hit off the left post. And a whistle.
Yeah, 4:19 left to play in the first period. Middlebury on the board against the Cadets. A nice play by Michael Fahey. We mentioned his name a lot yesterday. He's really one of those Panthers taking the opportunity that he's been given, the extra responsibility, the increased ice time. A nice play by him to knock that one home and tie this game at one.
William shoots it ahead just for a change. Coming from Norwich. Tied here with under four to go. Here's Powers losing the puck in center ice. In the neutral zone, excuse me. moved along to the right point. A shot deflected in front and away by the Middlebury defense. Coming back the other way, Parsons. Now Fahey with it, who lost the puck in the neutral zone again. Coming back the other way, Norwich. McKee challenging. Beautiful pass by Evangelista, but nobody home as he was trying to look. For Bradrup. Paul fires a puck along. That's taken no problem by Ketchabaugh. Back the other way, Tkachuk. Charlie Parsons going to try to get to the puck in the left corner and will poke it along. Back the other way, Lyman. And Bretonin gets a stick on it in his own defensive zone with 2.5 to go first period. Tied at 1. McClellan hit it along the boards. Back the other way, a chance for Tkachuk. Heinrich giving chase to the puck as it now skates back in to Middlebury's defensive zone. Deneen gets it and fires it back into the offensive zone of Middlebury. A chance in front for Turnbull. He lost the puck. Thompson shoots it along. Over to Evangelista. Evangelista fires one way wide. He shot it from center ice. Dawson gives chase to the puck, and the puck now loose into the neutral zone. Who's going to get there? It will be Norwich. Shot fired wide up top and taken by Bradrup.
1:36 left to play in the first period. Middlebury and Norwich tied at 1, the story of the game. The Cadets getting on the board first. Number 44, Cale Kane, scoring a power play goal at 9:55. Of the first period, and in the Panthers answering at 14:38 of the period, Michael Fahey, an even strength goal, knotting this one at 1.
And again, Bruce, like we mentioned, that goal was off a deflection by an initial shot by Jimmy McKee, so just being in the right place at the right time worked well for Fahey. 1:21 to go. We've got a whistle here in the first period with the score 1-1.
It looks like we've got an offsides on the Cadets. That faceoff will come into the neutral zone, to the left neutral zone faceoff dot, to our left.
Heinrichs loses the puck. And Bellucci behind the net of Middlebury. 1-1, 1:11 to go, first period. Powers tried to get to it, could not. Jack Flanagan lost the puck, and coming the other way, a chance for Norwich. Beautiful spin, and a shot deflected. So that chance was no good by Cale Kane, who went to the spin cycle. Seconds left in the first period. Middlebury and Norwich knotted at 1. Puck loose again. Chance for Deneen. Deneen skating into center ice. And loses the puck. McClellan going to try to get to it. And now Pacini. And with the puck in Middlebury's offensive zone, the time runs out here in the first period. It's 1-1, Middlebury and Norwich. Back with the intermission report next on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
As a volunteer explainer, we actually meet with clients who are interested in completing an advanced directive.
Alice Stannard, Advanced Directive Explainer, Community Health Team at Rutland Regional Medical Center.
We send copies to the registry so that the information is available to anyone treating this patient. The registry will send you a card to go in your wallet, and the card states that you have an advanced directive and gives you a number to call. They also send labels you can attach to your driver's license. From personal experience, I can say that it's extremely important to know how that person wants their life to end.
For peace of mind, make an appointment for your advanced directive. Visit rrmc.org or call 802-776-5502. Rutland Regional Medical Center. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
Trucks and the deals during our Black Friday sales event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 4 years. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, great lease specials, and a massive inventory of Rams like this.
Lease a new 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 for only $279 a month. That's right, only $279 a month for a quad cab Ram with a Hemi.
Just call, click, or visit, and we'll make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry, our Black Friday sales event ends November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
Lease quotes for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year, $29.99 cash, and trade equity down, plus tax, title, and res for all qualified buyers. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
Our studios are powered by Denneker Chevrolet on Route 7 in Middlebury. See their all-new facility and the largest selection of the complete line of Chevy products, plus great pre-owned vehicles, too. This is 92.1 WVTK.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. The 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout underway. Great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler live here on WVTK. Hockey night in Middlebury. Having a lot of fun. The Middlebury College Panthers and the Norwich Cadets in the consolation game going on right now. The two teams tied after 20 minutes of play. Recap of the goal scoring. Middlebury came out with definitely a sense of urgency in the first period, doing a lot of great work, out shooting the Cadets 9-6. But the Middlebury College Panthers assessed a five-minute major. Mark Lyman assessed a major for boarding. And when that happens, the Cadets, who come into this game with a 23% power play success rate, got on the board quickly when number 44, Cale Kane, scored at 9:55.
Pass up top, and a rip down low, a shot to score. Norwich leads 1-0 with 10:55 to go in the first period. Beautiful pass down low and a rip in front, and Norwich leads it 1-0.
That goal coming at 9:55 of the first period. Connor Evangelista and the captain, number 5, Alec Brandrup, getting assists on that. But considering that was a 5-minute major power play, and when there is a 5-minute major power play assist, you can score as many goals as possible. Only a slight amount of damage done. Norwich leading 1-0, and that's to where it stayed until 5:22 remaining in the first period when Michael Fahey, whose name we mentioned a lot yesterday, tied it up for the Panthers.
Powers with it, whacks it along to the boards. Back to McKee. McKee leaves it for Dawson. Dawson down low to Parsons. Back up top, McKee shoots, and it's deflected. Didn't even get towards the goal as it hit off a skate. Here comes Powers. Owen Powers putting on the brakes.
And the team's back in even strength. Norwich doing a nice job killing that. Penalty off.
Fahey over to McKee. McKee fires. And a deflection on a shot in front. Michael Fahey was there. After an initial shot by Jimmy McKee, Michael Fahey on the rebound. It's 1-1.
And again, like we talked about, generate traffic in front of the net. McKee tried for the initial shot. Bruce wasn't able to get it to go, but Fahey was, because he was in the right position.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did yesterday, too. Fahey, during yesterday's game against Lawrence, played a good game, had a bunch of points yesterday in that contest. And he was able to get the deflection in. Owen Powers and Jimmy McKee getting the helpers on Fahey's second goal of the season. That coming at 14:38 of the first period, tying the score at 1. And that's where we remain after 20 minutes of play.
I want to just go back to that 5-minute major on linemen. I want to know, do you think that should have been a 2-minute minor? Because that's what we initially thought, and then there was a long discussion that followed it. What was your opinion on the call?
Well, it was hard to say. I mean, from where I looked like, it looked like it was a routine hit. Again, one of the things, unfortunately, it looked bad. It's like we saw last week, and I can't remember which game it was at the moment, but there was one of the games where one of the Bowden players really got drilled and didn't know where he was, and that was only a 2-minute penalty. So again, it's a lot of referees' discretion. But the good news for the Panthers, only a little bit of damage done, 1 goal. That could have been much worse. The Norwich Cadets have a 23% success rate on the power play, and considering they only gave up 1 goal during that 5-minute major, a nice job for the Panthers. Their penalty kill has been really, really good after the first 2 games.
And like I said, you wouldn't have even known that they were skating 1 man down. Again, they let up a goal, so it sounds weird to say, but they did a good job on that power play. They didn't kill it completely, but I still think, like you said, they did a good job. And their energy has been there the last 2 days. That's something that this team can hang their hat on after 1 period of play. The energy's been there. The effort's been there. And the goal has been there so far. They're tied.
Yeah, I definitely think that Middlebury is outplaying Norwich so far in this game. I think their passing seems to be a little crisper. They seem to be a little bit stronger around the net. But again, Norwich is a dangerous team. You want to get your advantage. You want to get your shots on goal. You want to make things as difficult for Aubrey and their goaltender as possible, because we've talked about this before. The longer you let a team stick around, the more likelihood there is that something not so good is going to happen. So 9 shots for the Panthers, 6 for the Cadets. After 20 minutes of play, the score is tied at 1.
And we'll take a break. We'll come back with more, including a check of the NESCAC scores when we come back. It's 1-1 Middlebury and Norwich on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury.
This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Get to Foster Motors in Middlebury during November for the Black Friday sales event. Get Foster Motors employee pricing on all 2017s, excludes cabin chassis. Right now, get into a 2017 Ram 1500 or Chrysler Pacifica with 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. The 2018s have arrived at Foster Motors. Lease the all-new Jeep Compass Latitude. Nobody down, just $295 a month for 39 months. 10,000 miles. Includes Vermont DMV fees. Only first payment due at signing. For well-qualified returning lessees, includes $179 dock fee. Foster Motors is the only dealer in Vermont to be awarded the 2018 Chrysler Mark of Distinction Award for Excellence. Check out their inventory on their new website at fostermotors.com or visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Tight game between Middlebury and Norwich, 1-1 the score after one period of play. It's been an interesting first period of play so far. We'll get deeper into that, but first, we'll take a look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard here on Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. A couple of games completed already today. Amherst beating Nichols 3-2. Bowdoin all over St. Anselm 6-1. Tufts taking on Kings from Pennsylvania, all over them. Tufts beating them 9-3. Some of the other games that are in action right now. Williams leading Babson 3-1. 18:58 left to go in the third period. Here, of course, Middlebury and Norwich tied at 1. At the start of the second period, Wesleyan and Franklin Pierce scoreless. At the end of the first period, Trinity and Plymouth State also scoreless. And some games going on later today. Colmey at UMass Boston, that just getting underway at 5 p.m. And Hamilton taking on SUNY Canton, that game also at 5 o'clock.
So we talked about it already. Middlebury and Norwich knotted at 1, but Middlebury only allowing one goal on what was a five-minute major penalty for boarding on Mark Lyman. You said thought it could have been an okay call because it was based on the referee's discretion. But what does Middlebury have to do if they want to come out and win the second period? Because we're not talking about winning the game yet. We're just talking about winning the period.
Well, I think you don't do anything differently from what you've been doing so far. You've been carrying the play. You're out shooting the Cadets 9-6. You've played very, very well. Most of those six shots, I believe four of them, came on that five-minute major. So if you take away that time that they were killing that penalty, the Cadets have two shots on goals in 15 minutes. So really, I think for the teams in the locker room, I think it's what are the Cadets going to do a little bit differently, because in my opinion anyway, they have not met the Panthers' intensity, at least in that first period. You know, you talk about critical points in the game. If you've got a team that scores at a 23% proficiency on a power play, you got to score more than one goal on a power play in a five-minute major. However, you got to also give credit where credit is due. The Panthers did a great job in that period, played very well, limiting the Cadets to six shots, and again, most of those coming on the penalty kill.
Brent Dineen and Brendan Dawson, two players that come to mind when you're talking about the Panthers' defensive effort, but they just look like they're communicating well out there.
Well, they're moving the puck very well. They're doing a nice job moving the puck all around the ice. Auburn for the Cadets has made a couple of really, really big saves. The Panthers doing exactly what we talked about in the pregame show, creating a lot of havoc. The goal that Michael Fahey scored coming from all sorts of chaos in front of the Cadets' net. I would do exactly the same thing going forward in this game.
Yeah, and I agree, because again, create traffic in front of the net. The more chances you get, the more chances you have for a rebound, and That's the only way that Middlebury has scored today. It's been Fahey off an initial shot by McKee, and Owen Powers getting credit for that assist as well. Just create traffic in front of the net and force the issue. Don't press, but force the issue.
Well, the more pressure you put on an opponent's goaltender, the more likelihood you're going to have that something is going to go in. That's what they did yesterday when they scored those three goals. Fahey with a great game yesterday, wreaking all sorts of havoc in front. And again, doesn't matter whether they're good-looking goals as long as they go in the net, and that is exactly what the Panthers have done. That was a pretty good period for them. I have to say they played a really good period.
And again, it all comes down to energy and intensity, and they were ready to go right from the opening puck drop.
Yeah, they certainly were. Again, 9 shots on goal for the Panthers that period, 6 for the Cadets. Middlebury 0 for 2 on the power play, so if there is something they can work on this period, that may be it. They're 0 for 12 on the power play so far for the season. Norwich 1 for 1 on the power play, but again, maybe a missed opportunity, that one goal coming in a 5-minute major where maybe they could have done more damage.
We'll take one more break, come back with the second period of action. It's 1-1 between Middlebury and Norwich on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter MedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here in a 1-1 game, 19-19 to go in the second period of action. It's 1-1. And Middlebury now defending the goal to our right as it's shot up by Camille Tkachuk in time for a change for Middlebury. Puck loose in neutral ice, and now a chance by Dawson. A shot that sails no good. And a shot by Eric Jeremiah in front. Jeremiah going to try to get to his own rebound and hack it back out to the right. It's a chance for Bellucci. Back now for Eric Jeremiah. And Jeremiah shoots a wobbly shot. Middlebury winning the shots battle, Bruce, 13-6 so far.
Yeah, Middlebury doing a nice job bringing lots of pressure so far in this game. And Auburn, the goaltender for the Cadets, having to do a nice job keeping Middlebury off the board.
Chasing into the corner now is Charlie Lawrence. And puck loose in neutral ice, controlled now by the Cadets. Back the other way goes the puck down into Norwich's defensive zone. And an icing call.
18:07 left to play second period. Middlebury and Norwich tied at one. Shots on goal in the game, 13 for Middlebury, 6 for Norwich. And again, most of those shots coming on the 5-minute major power play that they had in the first period. So Middlebury really doing a good job limiting the Cadets' offensive chances this afternoon.
Tied at one, just 2 minutes into action. Delayed penalty coming up. Or so I believe. Kachuk tried to leave it for Flanagan, but instead passed out loose in front. Passed over to the left side. A shot deflected off the skate of Owen Powers of Middlebury. Kachuk chases behind the net. And it's now loose in the neutral zone. Brett Dineen shoots it ahead left. Parsons to Powers. Powers whacks it ahead. With 17:17 to go, second period. Coming back the other way, a 2-1 opportunity for Norwich. A shot deflected. And a beautiful play by Brian Ketchabaugh. As taking the laser was Dillinger.
16:57 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Norwich tied at one. Big save there by Brian Ketchabaugh. Really the Cadets' best chance so far in a while, as the Panthers really keeping them on the outside, not letting them get too much pressure on the Panthers' netminder.
Yeah, it was a 2-on-1 break, but Ketchabaugh with a nice big save there. Turnbull now in pursuit of the puck. And a good defensive play by Middlebury to knock it out of there as Brad Rupp comes skating left side, shoots it into the crease and deflected out by Middlebury's defense. Heinrich skating back the other way, loses the puck and takes a tumble. Shot for Flanagan, he missed it wide right as the puck ended up in front, right in the crease. Back the other way, Jeremiah. And Brett Dineen now with it. Over to Flanagan. Chance now for Lawrence, who loses the puck in the left corner of Middlebury's offensive zone. Chasing Joey Pacini. Puck now moved into center ice. Into the neutral zone it goes. And shot ahead the other way. Chance for Lawrence. Now Flanagan. Now Jeremiah in the neutral zone. Shoots it ahead to the left. Middlebury loses control of the puck. It's 1-1 with 15:10 to go in the first period. Excuse me, in the second period.
And we have an icing call there. 15:05 left to play in the second. Middlebury and Norwich tied at one. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, and Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury, and the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting, and SFI certified.
Face-off will be to the right of Auburn. Loose in front, Dineen shot it ahead left. Giving chase, Flanagan. And back the other way comes Norwich. Kane trying to get the puck. He already has a goal in this game. As it shot ahead in time for a change for Norwich. 14:30 to go, second period. Flanagan tried to get to it, could not. Middlebury going to have to play some defense here with 14 minutes to go. Shot that sails wide right. Off the stick of Teron Lewis. McKee doing a nice job defensively behind the net of Middlebury. They are in a 1-1 tie with Norwich here in the consolation game of the PrimeLink 20th anniversary tournament. 20th annual tournament, excuse me. As Dawson tries a shot left, and it's easily taken by Auburn.
13:41 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Norwich tied at one. Middlebury with a lot of pressure in this period. 15 shots on goal in the game to only 8 for the Cadets. And Jason, the Panthers doing a nice job of not only bringing pressure, but keeping the Cadets away from their goaltender, Brian Ketchabaugh.
Yeah, they've been dominating possession of the puck very early on in this second period. And as soon as I say that, back the other way, it's a goal for Norwich. Jordan Hall taking it and scoring.
13:29 left to play, second period. Norwich now with a 2-1 lead over the Panthers, only their ninth shot on goal. But they're up 2-1.
Jordan Hall on that goal for Norwich, giving them a 2-1 advantage with 13:29 to go in the third place game here in the second period. Trying to get to it, Flanagan. And McClellan gets it right side. Mark McClellan right side. Behind Norwich's net. Brett Dineen loses the puck on an icing call with 12:50 to go in the second period. Norwich with a 2-1 lead over Middlebury. And again, 4-1-1 are the Panthers in third place games in this tournament all time. And it's the 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Faceoff will be to Auburn's left. As Flanagan tried to get to it. With 12:40 to go in the second period. Norwich with a 2-1 lead. And McKee trying to play some defense behind his own net of Middlebury. Moving it ahead and putting on the brakes is Flanagan. Puck loose in front and taken the other way by Norwich. They lead 2-1 with 12 minutes to go, second period. And Jordan Hall officially gets credit for the goal.
Jack Urban and number 20, Michael Hall. That's Hall from Urban and Hall. Turn the goal
basement. Back the other way, Kane, he's got a goal in this game. Norwich 2, Middlebury 1. Puck loose for Jeremiah in the neutral zone. Now skates back to his own defensive zone. Kachuk tried to shoot it along, but it got intercepted by Norwich. They lead 2-1 over Middlebury with 11:18 to go in the second period of action. Bellucci trying to fight for the puck, instead lost it to Kane. Kane gonna fire a shot, the puck is loose, and Heinrich whacks it out of there. Robertson coming back the other way. Robertson fires a shot that sails wide left. Not officially a shot, just chucked it into the defensive zone of Middlebury, but back the other way, Middlebury comes. It's Heinrichs in the left corner now behind the net. Now with it, Lewis, who gets upended. Norwich with a 2-1 lead, and the puck on the left point, a drive, and no good, a wraparound shot that is knocked out of there by Ketchubo, but on a rebound.
They score!
They score again. Middlebury trailing Norwich now 3-1 after another rebound shot, Bruce, and like we talked about on the other side, traffic in front of the net making it difficult.
Well, just like the Panthers can get traffic in front of the net, Norwich is doing that. I think that's one of the adjustments they made between periods because they have gotten a lot more traffic in front of Brian Ketchubo in the last couple of minutes, and it paid off. It is now 3-1 Norwich with 10:25 left to play in the second period.
Norwich 3, Middlebury 1. Chance now for Dawson, who shoots it ahead to McKee. McKee lost it, and now another wraparound chance deflected off the stick of Jimmy McKee. Here is Powers. Shoots it into the zone. Back the other way, Dawson. Leaves for Flanagan. Coming back the other way, a shot as Fahey lost it off his stick. He's got a goal already in this game. McKee going to wind up and miss it after it was deflected off a couple of skates and a couple of sticks. It'll be worked back around to Powers, back to McKee in the right corner. The puck careens behind the boards. 9:23 to go in the second period. Norwich 3, Middlebury 1. Parsons tried to get it in front, but it skirted away from him at the last second. Charlie Parsons now getting it back in the right corner. Shot in the drive by Bellucci. No good. And a penalty coming up.
8:54 left to play in the second period. Norwich leading Middlebury 3-1. Shots on goal in the game. 17 for the Panthers, 12 for the Cadets. The faceoff coming outside in the neutral zone right in front of us to our broadcast right.
And I beg your pardon, Bruce, no penalty there. It was just the faceoff won by Trevor Turnbull. Turnbull whacked it along in the Middlebury's offensive zone. And a beautiful lead ahead for Jackson, but Jackson called for offsides.
The Norwich goal was scored by number 15, Tyrone Lewis, assisted by number 17.
8.5 to go in the second period.
Number 4, Connor Evangelista. That's Lewis from Thompson.
Norwich 3, Middlebury 1. Into the neutral zone, the puck goes. And now Jackson, a chance as he's whacked along the side boards. McClellan tried to force the puck the other way, but could not. It's loose behind the net for Dineen. Dineen shoots it ahead into neutral ice. Now back behind the backboard, a chance for Flanagan. Flanagan loses it, and McClellan now loses it. As Owen Powers tries to drive from the right point, that is no good. And sails way wide left. Oh. McKee now. Over to McClellan, but the puck went out of play. With 7:46 to go, Norwich with a 3-1 lead in the second period.
Yeah, and shots on goal for the period so far. 8 for the Panthers and 6 for the Cadets, but the important number, the Cadets leading Middlebury 3-1, 7:40 left to play in the second period.
Is it something that Middlebury's not doing, or is it all what Norwich is doing?
I think it's a little bit of both. However, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the cadets are really starting to get traffic right in front of Ketchabah. They had not been doing that for most of this game. And now they seem to be doing that. So let's see if Middlebury can also make some adjustments here.
Puck loose after a drive left. And Middlebury trying to chase the puck in their own offensive zone. Coming back the other way. Norwich skating from left to right. Drop off. And a drive. That is no good by Connor Evangelista.
6:59 left to play, second period. The Cadets threatening again. Brian Ketchabah doing a nice job making a save off of a shot by Christian Thompson. He received the drop pass, took a pretty hard shot. Ketchabah doing a nice job coming up to the top of his crease on the right side and gloving that, preventing any further harm. The faceoff going to come to Ketchabah's left.
But first, Middlebury will skate one man. Middlebury will skate one man down. Owen Powers. 2 minutes for interference.
And Powers from the Panthers, a 2 minute minor for interference. A penalty coming at 13:01 of the second period.
So Middlebury will look to kill this power play. There's 1:50 left in it, 6:48 left in the second period. Brandroot fires a shot from the middle between the circles, is no good because it's gloved by Brian Ketchabah.
And the Cadets 1-for-1 on the power play so far this afternoon. The only goal that they have from the power play came in the first period on that 5-minute major assist to Mark Lyman for boarding Cale Kane with that power play goal. The goal coming from Connor Evangelista and Alec Brandrup at 9:55 of the first period.
And speaking of Brandrup, he started a beautiful cycling of the puck and now has it on the right side. Shoots up high and it's gloved by Ketchabah. Great job there by Brian, just catching that one up high.
Yeah, Ketchabah's done a nice job seeing the puck this afternoon. He's a very quick goaltender. He does a nice job getting down, closing off the bottom of the net, and stopping anything from coming up high. One of the really strong, or one of the strengths of his game, is his glove hand.
A shot and a drive and a score. Connor Evangelista from the left point. And it's 4-1 Norwich with 6:28 to go in the second period.
And that is a power play goal. That goal coming at 13:32 of the second period. 4-1 Norwich. Their 16th shot on goal yields their fourth goal of the afternoon.
That one was a no-doubter, Evangelista.
And we will have a goaltending change here. Ketchabah is done for the afternoon, and we will see Stephen Klein come in for the Panthers, and the Panthers taking a timeout here.
And Ketchabah visibly upset with himself. Is Klein going to see action once again? He saw action last night in a 6-3 loss to Lawrence. Lawrence and Plattsburgh State coming up, Bruce, and what will be a very exciting championship game.
Yeah, it should be a very exciting championship game again. To kind of recap where we got to where we are right now, the Cadets got into this game by falling to the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals 4-1 in the opening game yesterday, and the Panthers getting here by dropping a 6-3 decision to the Lawrence University Vikings. So the Cardinals and Vikings will play in the championship game tonight at 7 o'clock, but right here in the second period, the Cadets leading the Panthers 4-1 in the consolation game. Shots on goal, 17 for the Panthers, 16 for the Cadets. But the only score that matters is the big one in red on the board. 4-1 Norwich with 6:20 left to play in the second period.
Do you like the move to put Klein back in there?
I think you have to. I think Ketchabah played really well this afternoon, but I think Neil Sinclair is trying to just get his team, give him a little jump. And Klein has played very well this year so far, so let's see if this gives the Panthers the jump that they may be looking for. Still a lot of time left in this game.
Klein inherited a 4-1 deficit with under now 6 minutes to go in the second period. Trying to leave in front, Parsons tried to get it to Flanagan. but it sailed wide to the right.
5:53 left to play in the second period. Norwich up 4-1. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs, and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Again, Norwich with a 4-1 advantage over the Middlebury Panthers, and Bruce and I will have every game all season long. Next week we get to go on a road trip, so you know what that means. Plenty of greasy snacks.
High-calorie snacks. And lots of good hockey.
Absolutely. Next week we'll be at Connecticut College, then at Tufts. But right now, 5.5 to go in the second period. Norwich with a 4-1 lead over Middlebury. Pass in front of the Norwich goal is knocked out of there by a couple of Norwich sticks. And they now skate with it behind their own zone. Going to get to it, McClellan. He will give it ahead to Bellucci, right side. Puck loose in front for Powers, but a whistle first.
.458 left to play in the second period. Norwich up 4-1. The officials all in the referee box having a conference. Not sure what that's about. Shots on goal in the game. 18 for Middlebury, 17 for Norwich. And it looks like there is a penalty that's going to be assessed to the Panthers.
Lyman again.
A minor. We're not sure for what, though. So Lyman is going to be serving a bench minor for too many men on the ice during that last change. It looks like the Panthers had a few extra players out there. So the Cadets back on the power play. And they are 2-for-2 this afternoon.
Sorry about that, Bruce. I was just going to say that's a mistake you can't have, as they're trailing 4-1.
Well, bench minor, things that happen sometimes. It's in the heat of changing and everything. You get players coming off, players coming on, and a lot of time that's another one of the ones that's really sort of at the referee's discretion depending on how close it is. But again, this is a chance for the Cadets to do some more damage. 1:47 left to kill on this power play for the Cadets. It is their third of the game. They are 2-for-2 so far today.
Dawson whacked it off the boards, but the puck still in Norwich's possession, still in Norwich's offensive zone. Doherty going to chase the puck. Behind the net, a chance now for Norwich again to go on the offensive, skating left to right. Puck loose, Klein covers it up.
Middlebury College Panther on WVTK, Panther Hockey, I should say, brought to you this season by Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
Face-off to the right of Klein is won by Norwich. And Brandrup, who has an assist in this game, passes it left. That gets it back on the right point. And shoots it down low. Brandrup again shoots it down low to the right. Boucher to Brandrup, and the shot deflected off the glove of Klein. Boucher. Buck again loose in front. McClellan going to race and get to it. Mark McClellan putting on the speed, shoots and fires wide left. With 3.5 to go here in the second period, Norwich 4, Middlebury 1. Powers left it for Dineen. And Powers trying to get to it. Fahey will challenge the puck as it goes right down the center avenue. And Klein deflected it off the backboards. It went off his pads. Shot in front that sails wide. And is taken by Fahey, who has the lone Panther goal in this game off of Jimmy McKee. Misfire. Puck to Dawson in the neutral zone. Over to McKee. McKee fires a shot wide of the net from the right point. Now Dawson up top. .210 to go here in the second period of action. Norwich leading Middlebury 4-1. Shot in the drive taken by David Robertson, sailed wide to the right. Good deflection by Klein. He's played well so far. On for Brian Ketchabaugh, the sophomore from Rybrook, New York. Pass in front and puck loose in front, covered up by Klein as there was traffic once again in front of the net.
1:41 left to play, second period. Norwich up 4-1. And we finally got the word from the official scorer on the fourth Norwich goal, Jason. The goal was scored by number 2, David Robertson. The assist to number 10, T.J. Docherty, and number 24, Connor Calthorpe. It was a power play goal coming at 13:32 of the second period. So Robertson from Dockery and Calthorpe, 13:32 of the second period, making it 4-1 Norwich.
Bellucci, a dangerous pass in front of the net for Jeremiah. Middlebury skating right to left, trailing 4-1. Puck again loose in Norwich's defensive zone. And Bellucci just missed it. A two-on-one chance. And a puck sails wide in front of the crease of Middlebury's own goal. Less than a minute to go here in the second period. Chance now for Jeremiah, who was looking for Lawrence, but instead Bradrup intercepted it. Bradlock leaves it, and Bellucci getting in the middle of it for Middlebury. Shot that hits off the pad of Klein. And Klein with a nice save there with 35.9 seconds to go.
And Norwich up 4-1. Shots on goal now in this game. Norwich now out shooting Middlebury 23-18. Shots on goal so far in this period for the Panthers 9 and for the Cadets 17.
Powers wins the Middlebury faceoff as the puck hits off their own net. They tried to hit it along the backboards and now do with 25 seconds to go in the second period. Tkachuk tried to get a handle on the puck but could not. And now chases a puck that bounces into the neutral zone. Tkachuk lost it. And with 3 seconds to go, puck hit along the backboards, and that'll do it for the second period. Norwich, a 4-1 lead over Middlebury. Back for the second intermission report right after this on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave, and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606. The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here after 40 minutes of action, Norwich with a 4-1 lead over Middlebury. And things not going too well if you're Middlebury, Bruce, in that second period.
Yeah, no, the Norwich Cadets getting on the board three times. Two even-strength goals and a power play goal, and that's kind of where we sit right now. After 40 minutes of play, the Norwich Cadets leading Middlebury 4-1.
Yeah, and what was the biggest difference as you saw it for the reason things kind of imploded, for lack of a better term, on Middlebury?
Well, I think one of the things that the Cadets did that period that they weren't doing earlier in the game was crashing the net. I think that they got more pressure on Brian Ketchabaugh, and I think eventually that paid off to the tune of three goals. The first one, scored by number 25, Jordan Hall, assist to number 9, Jack Griffin, and number 20, Michael Carl. That goal coming at 6:31 of the second period.
Yeah, they've been dominating possession of the puck very early on in this second period. And as soon as I say that, back the other way, it's a goal for Norwich. Jordan Hall.
And so again, Jack Griffin and number 20, Michael Carl, getting the assists on that goal, coming at 6:31 of the second period, making it 2-1 Norwich. And it wasn't long before the Cadets struck again at 9:37 of the second period. Tayron Lewis roofing one, an assist from Christian Thompson, number 17, and number 4, Kana Evangelista, coming at 9:37, making it 3-1 Norwich.
Norwich with a 2-1 lead, and the puck on the left point, a drive, and no good, a wraparound shot that is knocked out of there by Ketchabaugh, but on a rebound.
They score!
They score again. Middlebury trailing Norwich now 3-1 after another rebound shot, Bruce, and like we talked about on the other side, traffic in front of the net making it difficult.
Yeah, the traffic definitely making it difficult for the Panthers netminder. That made it 3-1 Norwich at 9:37 of the second period. And then at 13:32 of the second period, with the Panthers killing a penalty, number 2, David Robertson scoring a power play goal. TJ Dockery and Connor Calthrop with the assists, making it 4-1 Norwich. That goal coming at 13:32. Really strong, or one of the strengths of his game is his glove hand.
Shot to drive and a score. Connor Evangelista from the left point. And it's 4-1 Norwich with 6:28 to go in the second period.
And so that's where the scoring ended in that period. 4-1 Norwich at the end of 40 minutes of play. And the Cadets really ramping up their play in that period. Shots on goal in that period, in the second period for the Panthers, 13. A two-period total of 19. And for the Cadets, 19 shots on goal. A two-period total of 25. So, Jason, the Cadets really coming to play in that second period.
Well, like you said, they're crashing the net and they're making things difficult for who was once Brian Ketchabaugh, and now it's Stephen Klein. You're on record as saying it was probably a good goal change. I agree with that because Klein's played well. But the thing, if you're Middlebury, you have to score. They were able to score three goals yesterday, but what's the biggest thing you think that they have to do to come out and score? We'll say three goals. We'll consider it getting to a tie first before we talk about them getting ahead. How do you score three goals in a period? I know it's a tall order.
Well, again, I think in this case, what you really want to do, and we've said this many, many times before, I think you have to win the period. Do I think you're going to score three goals? I'm not sure. Norwich, you got to give them some credit. They played very good defense in that period. There were a number of times that Auburn was either out of position or he had moved out of the way to make a save, and his defense did a really nice job in that period to make sure there were not any big, juicy rebounds. There were not any open nets in front, and that's a big part of this. The Panthers did the same thing. The Panthers played a decent period. There were just, again, some bounces, and there have been two power play goals. Don't forget that. But again, the biggest thing in that period, in my opinion, was the fact that Norwich really added some pressure. They crashed the net, and they put a lot of bodies in front of Ketchum, which led to the 4-1 lead, which led Coach Neil Sinclair to make the goaltending change. And if you notice, since that fourth goal, things have kind of calmed down a little bit with Stephen Klein in the net. So we'll see if that has any effect. I mean, it's really not an indication of Ketchabaugh's play as much as it is to shake up the team a little bit and send a message that we need to play a little bit better in the third period.
And we'll come back with more, including a check of the professional and collegiate scoreboards next. Norwich leading 4-1. It's Middlebury Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Christopher Chevrolet Buick in Ticonderoga has carved out some great deals. Act now to get employee pricing on all in-stock 2017 Chevy Silverado light duty, Colorados, express vans, Tahoes, and Suburbans. It's our way of saying thanks and giving back to all our valued customers. Want to try something else on the menu? Get 20% off all 2017 Chevy Cruze, Sonic, Spark, and Malibus in stock. No turkeys here. You heard it right. GM employee pricing is here for a limited time at Christopher Chevrolet. Plus, 20% off. Select new Chevys at Christopher Chevy Buick in Ticonderoga. Plus, we'll take an additional $250 off your next purchase when you say, gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Christopher's. Stop by or shop at ChristopherChevy.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. All offers include price reduction below MSRP and cash allowance. Tax, title, license, and dealer fee additional not available with special finance offers. See dealer for details. Expires 11/30/17.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Norwich 4, Middlebury 1. As we're almost ready to begin the third period of action, take a look quickly at the NHL scoreboard. No games yet in action because they're all happening later on tonight. The Sabres will battle the Canadiens at 7 o'clock. Capitals and Maple Leafs also going at 7 o'clock, as well as the Islanders and the Senators. Devils going to take on the Red Wings. Bruce, I don't think you'll be able to be the mascot in that one.
That's true. A lot of people do not know that at one point from 1989 to 1993, I was actually the New Jersey Devils mascot.
It's fantastic. I love that.
Great for your career.
That's how you ended up with me. I always like making you laugh. Blackhawks, Panthers, Lightning, Penguins. Again, 7 o'clock. Stars, Wild, and Blues get going at 8 o'clock. Golden Knights and the Coyotes get going at 8 as well. Flames and Avalanche, Jets and Sharks, Ducks and Kings, the three games in the nightcap, all 10 o'clock starts.
Yeah, so where we are right here, 4 minutes left in the second intermission at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena during the 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. I love doing hockey games at this arena, Jason. It is such a nice facility. Middlebury College really doing it the right way when they put on this tournament, a beautiful facility. However, after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers find themselves on the short end, 4-1, trailing the Cadets of Norwich. We're going to have to see if we can get some offense going as we look to start the third period.
Yeah, and again, it'll be all about creating traffic in front of the net and just creating enough chances. They need enough chances to be able to score three goals.
Well, there's a lot of time left, and crazy things happen. You know, we saw that yesterday, a lot of crazy bounces. We'll talk more about that in a second. Going to take a break. 4-1 Norwich at the end of 40 minutes of play. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College. Between periods 2 and 3 at the 20th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout, where the Norwich Cadets lead the Middlebury College Panthers 4-1. Goals by Cale Kane, Jordan Hall, Tayron Lewis, and David Robertson have paced the Cadets to a 4-1 lead. Michael Fahey has got the lone tally for the Middlebury College Panthers this afternoon. And Jason, as we get ready to start the third period, Middlebury needs to get something going and fast.
And they'll see if they'll be able to, as it's a face-off in the center circle won by Heinrichs. And here we go in the final period of action in the third place game in the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Puck loose in the neutral zone and won by Norwich. And we talked about it. It's all about creating traffic and chances in front of the net. If you're Middlebury, you cannot afford a penalty either. Turnbull tried to force it loose, and instead, it'll be Middlebury puck in their own defensive zone, now loose into the neutral zone again. Puck skated along and whacked along the side boards. Back the other way is Bellucci, who fires it across. Bellucci for Joey Pacini. Pacini. As Eric Jeremiah took a big hit near center ice along the side boards. Trying to get to a Trevor Turnbull, and he could not. Coming back the other way, a shot and a drive. That's deflected off a shoulder pad. It was taken by Ryan Boucher. Bellucci behind the net. And Middlebury puck in the neutral zone as it's whacked along by Ty. Just in time for a change for Middlebury. Here is Powers controlling the puck behind his own zone now with Janine. Shot along ahead and left for Powers in the right corner. He's got it. Owen Powers. Lost the puck, and coming back the other way, Norwich, chance for Norwich in front, but it's whacked out there. Bruce, good defense by Middlebury.
Yeah, Middlebury doing a nice job keeping anything away from goaltender Stephen Klein. Middlebury really tightening up since that goaltending change.
17:34 to go here in the final period of action. Norwich 4, Middlebury 1. Shots on goal, Norwich 25, Middlebury 19. Puck loose and neutral ice again. Heinrichs trying to chase. What is Norwich puck? Centering pass in front by Jordan Hall, who's already got a goal here today. Sailed wide to the right as a shot from the right point by Hall is no good. Hall to get his own rebound and try it again. Puck is loose, and who has it? It looks to be Klein, who covers it up.
16:55 left to play, third period. Norwich leading Middlebury 4-1. And a lot of action right around the Panthers' cage. Goaltender Stephen Klein doing a nice job covering that puck, stopping any further threats. The faceoff going to come to Klein's right. Shots on goal in the game right now. 26 for Norwich, 19 for Middlebury. 16:50 left to play, third period.
And trying to get to the puck, Dawson cannot behind the Middlebury net. 16:40 to go in the game. Chance now for Danny Ty, looking to get to the puck behind the net. And instead, McClellan chases it into the left corner now behind the net, pokes it along, whacked along the right boards. Getting to it, Dawson. As Ty exits, and back comes Owen Powers. Powers with it into the neutral zone. Has it on the left corner. Powers shoots it down low to Dawson. Back into neutral ice. And now controlled by number 41 of Norwich. And a shot as he's upended.
15:48 left to go, third period, 4-1 Norwich. The face-off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who entered the game late in the second period after Brian Ketchabaugh had done a pretty good job for most of the afternoon. Klein in with Norwich leading 4-1. 15:47 left to play, third period.
That was Kale Kane, excuse me, that was upended. Pitching and a half to go in the game. Norwich with a 4-1 lead and possession of the puck in their own offensive zone. Puck hit along to the left corner. Now worked back behind Middlebury's net. Coming away with it, Belushi. Gives to Powers. Powers putting on the speed, and Middlebury called for offsides.
Yeah, Middlebury had a 4-on-2 and just a little bit too ahead of themselves there as the Panthers called for an offsides. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK. Brought to you in part this season by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your store.
Tkachuk trying to get into the action and has the puck on the left side. Leaves for Turnbull. Turnbull tried to pass it back to Heinrichs, but lost it. Puck loose into the neutral zone, shot along by Parsons. And the puck will sail into the Norwich bench.
Faceoff will come back into the Norwich defensive zone to the left of their goaltender Orbrun, who's done a pretty nice job today, Jason.
Yeah, that he has. He's only surrendered one goal thus far. And looking to keep it that way. 14:46 to go in the game. McKee in pursuit as a diving shot by Ryan Boucher sailed wide to the right.
And we have an injured cadet. He went into the boards kind of hard. Looks like he might have... lost an edge, and he went into the boards pretty hard. 14:31 left to play, third period. Norwich up 4-1. Shots on goal in the game, 28 for Norwich, 19 for the Panthers. But right now, the concern for the injured cadet, who is to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Just a whole bunch of players going into the boards hard. No check or anything. It looks like he just might have lost an edge.
Yeah, I think he just lost his balance and down on his back, but good news, moving all his extremities.
Yeah, it certainly is. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value Hardware store, and a whole lot more. Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. Dedeker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. On Route 7 South in Middlebury, Dedeker Chevrolet, find new roads. Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Autumn Gold Jewelry, on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated, for all your insurance needs, on Washington Street in Middlebury. And Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They've got parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even 18-wheelers. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They've got the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber. And Mini of Burlington, located at the Automaster on Shelburne Road, offering sales, service, and parts to Vermont and Northern New York.
So Norwich with a 4-1 lead over Middlebury, and one of Norwich's players still down, as Norwich players attending to him along with the training staff. What's your assessment, Bruce, so far of what Middlebury's been able to do.
Well, so far, it looks like Middlebury has really shut things down. And the good news is that that player, number 21...
Ryan Boucher.
Ryan Boucher. It looks like he is okay, although he is definitely favoring his right knee. Many thanks to our buddy Andy Kirkcaldy from the Addison Independent for his eagle eyes and giving us that little bit of trivia there. 14:31 left to play. Third period. Norwich up 4-1.
You know why I didn't see that one, right, Bruce? I broke my glasses and I wasn't able to see that one.
Did you really break? You did break your glasses.
Holy. I did. Yeah, you notice I haven't been wearing them the last 2 days. I have a backup pair in my house and I forgot to put them on. So I'm doing real well today.
That's okay. So people could say, like, you know, there's always a joke about referees not seeing things. People could say, kind of, you're like an official sometimes. You can't see anything because you don't have your glasses.
Oh, I thought you meant biased. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're back in action. 14:31 left to play, third period. Norwich leading Middlebury 4-1.
And puck moved along by Baldez, excuse me. Coming back the other way, Dawson. And puck now loose behind the Norwich net. Controlled by Bradrup. Powers. Tried to feed Flanagan. Getting to it. McKee firing a shot. And Jimmy McKee comes up empty again. This one saved by Auburn moving to his right.
And you know something, Jason? Things really kind of tightening up a little bit for both teams. Shots on goal in this period, only 3 for Norwich and 1 for the Panthers. 13:50 left to go in the period, 4-1 Norwich.
And Norwich with possession of the puck into the neutral zone as Eric Jeremiah going to get to it behind Middlebury's net. Left for Tkachuk. Camille Tkachuk. Takes it into neutral ice and passes it to his right for Trevor Turnbull. Pass in front to Heinrichs. No. As Jeremiah poked it back in for Middlebury. 13:15 to go in the game. Middlebury needs a goal and quick. They're down 4-1. Tkachuk fired a shot that sails wide right. Hall with it back the other way. Just dumps it for a change for Norwich. Puck now loose along the backboards. McClellan tried to get to it, but instead Brett Dineen has it. And now gives back to McClellan in the left corner. McClellan on the left wing. Tries a shot to Parsons, and Parsons couldn't get a good handle on it. Now back to Tkachuk in front. And Danito chased down a puck that sails to the right corner. Brett Dineen. Loses the puck behind the net. Parsons trying to get to it. It's a skirmish for it. McClellan in there as well. Here's Owen Powers. Fires a shot. Sails wide. McClellan chasing the puck in the left corner. And the puck goes out. And we'll have another faceoff.
TJ Dockery actually deflected it off the scoreboard at center ice. Don't see that too often.
Okay, so I did see that right. He pointed to the top. I was going to say... thought it might have hit the scoreboard, but I appreciate that.
It was up there.
Next one's coming for you. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody probably thinks I'm so mean to you, buddy. So with 11 and a half to go in the third period, Norwich 4, Middlebury 1. Pass down low to Charlie Lawrence, who lost the puck, and skating back the other way in a hurry is Norwich. Shot to drive by Jordan Hall, deflected off the right pad of Stephen Klein. 11 minutes to go. Evangelista behind his own net with his team up 4-1. This will determine the third place winner of the Primeland Great Northern Shootout. And again, the narrative going into yesterday was Norwich trying to capture its 10th, Middlebury trying to capture its 5th. But now Middlebury going for their 5th win all time in a third place game. They're 4-1-1. Dineen passes it to his right, McKee. McKee over to Kachuk. And now Heinrich behind his own net. Heinrich looked for Bellucci, but instead got it taken away. Past the hall now of Norwich.
And that is offsides. 10-11 left to play, third period. Norwich leading Middlebury 4-1. Middlebury College Panther Hockey and WVTK brought to you in part this season by Broughton's Farm Supply, a full-service hardware store offering full lines of Cub Cadet, paint, plumbing, hardware, lumber, power tools, and so much more, located in West Bridport, Vermont.
4-1 Norwich, they're leading the shot battle 28-22. Is it officially time to worry for Middlebury? They're down 3 goals with 10 minutes to go. Laser in front to the right is knocked away by the Middlebury defense. And Klein leaves it behind. And puck loose and neutralized again. Trying to get to it, Heinrichs pressuring in Middlebury's offensive zone. As the puck finds its way behind the Middlebury net with 9.5 to go. McClellan in a battle for the puck that's wedged along the right boards. Charlie Parsons lays a check behind and loses the puck. Puck loose in front of Norwich's net. They take it away, no problem. Skating back with it the other way, it's Carter Cowther. Under 9 to go. Skating with it, Fahey. He's got the lone Middlebury goal to this point. Robertson has it on the right side. Leaves the puck loose in front for McKee in the neutral zone, who shoots it ahead. And the puck will go into the Norwich bench again.
8:21 left to play third period. Norwich up 4-1 in the third place game, consolation game of the 20th annual Great Link, the Prime Link Great Northern Shootout here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Saturday afternoon hockey on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
Middlebury in white defending the goal to our left with navy blue numerals down the back. Norwich with a 4-1 lead with red and white numerals down the back as well as gold stripes. Maybe those are yellow stripes. I don't know. My glasses are broken.
I think they're gold.
Bellucci gets the puck in the left side on the left side corner. And now McClellan whacks it back the other way to Heinrich, skating with it into the neutral zone. Heinrich dumps along behind Norwich's net, 7.5 to go.
.725 left to play third period. Norwich leading 4-1. Shots on goal in the game, 28 for Norwich, 23 for Middlebury. The faceoff coming outside the Norwich defensive zone, directly in front of us here.
And McClellan tried to get the puck loose on the right side, but could not. Coming back the other way with it is Fahey. Fahey over to Danny Tai, who lost it in the left corner for Middlebury. Evangelista now skates up with it and passes to his left for Thompson. Pass to McClellan, sails wide, but he manages to get a stick on it and whacks it up the sideboards to the right. That puck will sail too high and out of play.
Yeah, deflected off of a Middlebury stick. 6:32 left to play, third period, 4-1 Norwich. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein.
Powers in pursuit of the puck as well as Dawson. Fahey leads for Dawson. Dawson loses the puck. Dockery will back it up and skate with it from right to left for Norwich. Coming back the other way, it's Fahey. And Fahey lost it. Coming back the other way, the other 25 is Hall. Skating for Norwich with a 4-1 lead under 6 minutes to go. Loses it in the right corner near the circle. Great defense there by Middlebury, but now a shot up top and a score. Getting on the board once again, Norwich.
Number 5, Alec Brandrup, taking a pass from the point and shooting it 5-hole, increasing the Cadets' lead to 4. 5:49 left to play third period, 5-1 Norwich.
And a beautiful shot, a beautiful series of passes. Bruce set that one up with 5:43 to go in the game. It's 5-1 Norwich.
Yeah, Brandrup did a nice job taking that puck at the point and just firing it through a bunch of traffic. Not sure if it's deflected yet. I think they're waiting to see because it looked like it might have been tipped, but we have to wait and see if it was. And we have a delayed penalty coming. This is going to be for hitting from behind.
And the penalty taken by Charlie Lawrence of Middlebury. So Middlebury going to skate shorthanded in a game. They're shorthanded 5-1 with 5.5 to go. Evangelista passed it right. Looking to get it back up top. But instead the pass cycled down low. Now Evangelista gets it from the point. Evangelista passed it in front, but a whistle before that with 5:14 to go in the game.
Yeah, the official scoring on that goal, it was scored by number 5, Alec Brandrup, the assist to number 25, Jordan Hall. So Brander from Hall, the goal coming at 14:17 of the third period, making it 5-1 Norwich.
As we're about to go under 5 minutes here in the game, it appears like Middlebury will fall to 0-4. Norwich will improve to 4-4-1 ahead of the championship game.
And Charlie Lawrence for the Panthers taking a 2-minute minor for hitting from behind. That penalty coming at 14:35 of the third period.
So you've got 4:45 left in this game. Again, after this, it'll be Plattsburgh and Lawrence. Lawrence going for their first Friendly Great Northern Shootout Cup. 50 seconds left to go on the power play. Again, that was hitting from behind by Charlie Lawrence. Pass back up top for Evangelista, who cycles it down low. 4:04 to go, third period.
So for Norwich, this is their fourth power play of the afternoon. They are 2-for-3 so far, two power play goals this afternoon. The first one coming in the first period, Cale Kane scoring at 9:05 of the first period. And then in the second period at 13:32, David Robertson scoring a power play goal. Middlebury trying to mitigate the damage here, keep it at a four-goal deficit. 4 minutes left to play third period, 5-1 Norwich.
Under 4 minutes to go here in the game, and 20 seconds left on the power play. Middlebury just trying to get the puck out of their own zone. With now 10 seconds left on the power play. Powers tried to get to the puck but could not in the right corner. Dawson did and knocked it loose for Powers to knock it into neutral ice. Middlebury successfully kills the power play. 3.5 to go in the game. Norwich 5, Middlebury 1. Norwich 34 shots to Middlebury's 23. Pass now in front for McKee. Rips it up high. And it deflected off the screen.
That was a nice job by Tayron Lewis of the Cadets going down to block that shot. He blocked it with his shoulder. One of the Panthers in front taking that shot, deflecting it over the net into the netting. Nice defensive play by the Cadets there. 3:12 left to play, third period. The faceoff to Tom Auburn's left.
And that faceoff to Auburn's left, won by Norwich, who's probably just trying to kill some time with 3 minutes to go. Here in this game. Shot sails wide right of Klein, who deflected it off his pad with 2:50 to go in the game. Tkachuk tried a shot that sailed wide to the right. And now a drive by Jeremiah. Puck loose in front for Tkachuk, trying again, whacking at the puck. But Auburn's a wall.
And Matt Burchill from the Cadets doing a nice job clearing that in front of his netminder. A nice play again by the Norwich defensive corps.
Bellucci tried to knock a puck loose in front. 2:15 to go in the game. 5-1 Norwich over Middlebury. And again, they own the shots advantage 34-25. Jeremiah trying to get a last-minute goal for Middlebury. Heinrichs. And a puck that sailed wide to the right off a beautiful drive by Jeremiah. And now a puck taken after a long drive by Tkachuk that sails wide. McClellan in front now. Tkachuk has it in front. And again, a beautiful save by the goaltender Auburn.
And the net comes off the mooring. There is a penalty.
With a minute and a half to go.
And the Panthers will get a power play here. I don't know if it's for delay of game. Jack Griffin is going to sit for 2 minutes. So 2 minutes for delay of game on Jack Griffin. The Panthers with their third power play opportunity of the afternoon. They are 0-for-2 so far.
They'll have a penalty power play to finish the rest of this game. Unless they score one, of course, and the power play goes away. 70 seconds to go in this game. Norwich skating 5-on-4. Puck whacked along left side and time for a change for Norwich. Under a minute to go now. Beautiful pass in front. A shot sails wide. From David Sear. Chance now for Turnbull. Trying to leave it in front for Fahey. back over Bellucci. Had it deflected.
Shot blocked by Lewis there of the Cadets.
As another shot sails wide again, coming from Fahey with 8 seconds to go. Puck in the neutral ice. Middlebury trying one more time. Jeremiah leaves for Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Jeremiah at the buzzer, does not get a shot off. Norwich 5, Middlebury 1. We'll be back to talk about it in a moment. It's Middlebury Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
I've lost family members to smoking. It's a goal of mine to help people to quit.
Kate Camp, tobacco treatment specialist at Rutland Heart Center.
There's so many satisfying outcomes with the tobacco cessation program. You meet people that are going through it, and you just can't beat that feeling when they are so proud and they're happy to tell people that they've quit smoking.
Rutland Regional Medical Center is 100% tobacco-free. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
And the deals during our Pacifica Black Friday sales event at the number one selling Dodge, Chrysler, Ram dealer all of New England. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, great lease specials, and a massive inventory of vehicles like Journey, Durango, and Pacifica.
Join us today for one of the biggest sales of the year. The Pacifica is the most awarded minivan in its class. And let's not forget, we make it the fastest, easiest, most fun way to buy Pacifica like this.
Come test drive the all-new 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L. Lease one today for only $299 a month. That's right, only $299 a month for a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica 8-passenger minivan.
Just call quick or visit. We'll make getting into your cool new Pacifica fast and easy. But hurry, our Black Friday sales event ends November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
This goes for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year, with $29.99 cash, credit equity down, plus tax, title, res, qualified buyer. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
Our studios are powered by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 in Middlebury. At Denneker, they carry all the great Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock at terrific prices. This is 92.1 WVTK.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College. This weekend, the 20th annual Prime Link Great Northern Shootout here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And in the consolation game, the Norwich University Cadets have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers 5-1 in a game, Jimmy, that a little closer than the 5-1 score indicates.
Yeah, and a good final third period coming from Middlebury. They allowed just one goal there, and they got a power play chance at the end, just couldn't capitalize, and sometimes that's what it comes down to, not being able to get the shots in the back of the net because they had plenty of shots on goal. They just weren't able to get them behind the back of the net. And a great job by Norwich's goaltender all game long.
Yeah, Tom Aubrun played a pretty strong game. And you never know, he may just be one of our three stars of the game. But again, in terms of scoring, 1-1 after one period, 4-1 Norwich after two. And then in the third period, the Cadets got on the board again at 14-17 of the third period, where number five, Alec Brandrup, took a pass from Jordan Hall and buried it, making it 5-1 Norwich.
Great defense there by Middlebury, but now a shot off top of the score. Getting on the board once again, Norwich.
Number five, Alec Brandrup, taking a pass from the point and shooting it five hole, increasing the Cadets' lead to four. 5:40 left to play third period, 5-1 Norwich. Jordan Hall doing a nice job making a pass from just behind the point to Alec Brandrup, who was at the top of the circles, wristing it through a bunch of players, went five hole, beating goaltender Stephen Klein, who had come in at the end of the second period, replacing Brian Ketchabaugh, who played a pretty good game. That was it in terms of scoring for the game. The final score in this one, 5-1 in favor of the Norwich University Cadets. Shots on goal in that period, 8 for each team. Game total, Norwich 33, and for Middlebury, 27. And for Middlebury, they've got a couple of days to regroup, and then we go on the road.
Yeah, we'll go on the road to Connecticut College and then to Tufts. So, got to just put these behind you. Hopefully watch a great game coming up between Plattsburgh and Lawrence. You know, we'll be sticking around to watch that one. And you just gotta focus on the positives. Like you said, 8 shots for each side there. And for Middlebury, again, just generate more traffic in front of the net.
Yeah, well, one of the things I think Middlebury is going to make some adjustments with this week is the power play. They gave up 2 power play goals tonight on 4 attempts. One of them was a 5-minute major, but Norwich lighting the lamp twice on their power play. And I'm sure that's something that Middlebury is going to want to improve on. Again, is there a positive in this? I'm not sure. The positive is, though, this is out of conference, so it doesn't affect the next NESCAC standings. So, again, next Friday and Saturday, the Panthers back in action, back in conference play, and that's where things are going to be their focus. Again, like you said, you made a good point. You just got to forget this and look ahead to next weekend.
And we'll come back with more on the postgame show. It's Middlebury Panther Hockey. They lost 5-1 to the Norwich Cadets on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With a 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606. The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
5-1 the final score between Norwich and Middlebury. Norwich, the third place winners of the 20th annual Primeland Great Northern Shootout. And again, it was 1-1 after first period of action. It was 4-1 after two periods of action. And then a final tally from Norwich would make them the eventual winner of this game, 5-1. Time now to go through our three stars. Our third star has to be Stephen Klein.
Yeah, the senior goaltender came in at the end of the second period and really, as you mentioned, kind of stopped the bleeding. He played a very strong end of the second period. Third period, he had 8 shots. He made 7 saves, giving up only that one goal to Alec Brandrup at 14-17 of the third period. He is our third star of the game.
And the second star of the game, Bruce, really no surprise, it goes to the goaltender, Thomas Auburn, who, if not for a couple phenomenal saves, might have allowed Middlebury to get back into or lead this game at one point.
Yeah, make a good point. Auburn played a very strong game. 27 shots, 26 saves. The only goal he gave up came at 14:38 of the first period to Michael Fahey. Fahey's second of the year from number 6, Jimmy McKee, and number 9, Owen Powers. That tied the game at 1, but again, that was the only goal that he would allow this afternoon.
And who do you think our top star should be?
Well, I think that Norwich as a whole played a very strong game, but our number one star is going to be number 5, the captain, Alec Brandrup, with a goal and an assist. He assisted on the first Norwich goal, a power play goal at 9:55 of the first period, and then he assisted on the final score. He actually scored the final goal of the afternoon, at 14:17 of the third period, taking a nice pass from number 25, Jordan Hall. Hall was behind the point, made a nice pass to Brandrup right over the top of the blue line, the top of the circles, wristed it, beat Klein 5-hole. That made it 5-1, and he is our number one star of this afternoon's contest.
And again, a short memory if you're Middlebury. Just take the positive from the game and don't forget the negatives, but don't harp on them too much.
Well, you don't really have time to harp on the negatives because although they lost both games this weekend, they're back in conference play. They did play better this weekend, and so they're right back in conference play this coming weekend with Tufts and Conn College. And so for the Panthers, they need to have a short memory and get things going as conference play resumes this week.
What's the biggest positive you saw from Middlebury?
I think they played with a lot more passion in the last two games. I think they played with a lot more intensity. Again, keep in mind, they played without two of their best players in this game, Mitch Allen and Vinny Gisante, both not playing in this game, and they played fairly well. I think the game was a lot closer than the 5-1 score, but again, that's what the final score was, and they've got to get back to basics and look ahead to the conference games coming up this Friday and Saturday at Conn College in Tufts.
Yeah, and again, we'll be excited to go on the road. I got to ask you your favorite road trip snack before we get on the road.
Probably my favorite road trip snack is anywhere we can have Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Being addicted to it, you know, it's my favorite thing to eat. And again, but hockey is my favorite thing to do. So being on the road with you, I mean, you call such a great game. So looking forward to being on the road with you and looking forward to bringing Panther action from all over the NESCAC this season. And before we go, I just want to quickly recap some of the NESCAC games from this afternoon, Jason. Nichols taking on Amherst. Amherst winning that game 3-2. Bowdoin beating St. Anselm 6-1. Some other action from this afternoon. Tufts all over Kings of Pennsylvania 9-3. Williams beating Babson 4-1. Let's see here. Wesleyan and Franklin Pierce battling. Wesleyan leading Franklin Pierce 3-0 at the start of the third period. And with 17:43 left to go in the third period, Trinity leading Plymouth State 2-0. Some of the other game is just getting underway. Colby at UMass Boston and Hamilton at SUNY Canton. So again, for the Panthers, put this one behind you and look forward to the games next weekend against Conn College and Tufts.
Again, 5-1 the final score. Norwich take this one in the third place game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Before we go, we'd like to thank Jimmy Ty back in our 92.1 WVTK studios for pushing all the right buttons. For Bruce Zaman, I'm Jason Wexler, and Bruce apparently has one more note.
Yeah, just one final thought. Just want to remind everybody, we will be back on the radio December 1st. That's Friday night at Conn College. The puck drops at 7 o'clock, the pregame show at 6:30, and then the game against Tufts on Saturday at 4 o'clock, the pregame show right here at 3:30 on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. So, Jason, looking forward to that.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Letra Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1.